God is with us. And it says, I will deliver him and honor him. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. With long life. Long life. Long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're a blessed people. Now, if we don't believe the word and we don't get it into our thinking and we don't get it into our mouth, then we're not going to be able to walk in what belongs to us. But I'm going to continue in my life to stay in the Word of God. Amen. And I'm going to continue in my life to do what I'm told. In the next psalm, it says in verse 12, the uncompromisingly righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, long-lived, stately, upright, useful, and fruitful. They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon, majestic, stable, durable, incorruptible. Planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Growing in grace, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap. Are you full of sap? They shall be full of sap, of spiritual vitality. Glory to God. Rich in the verdure of trust and love and contentment. Here's what we're supposed to be, church. This is what we're supposed to be. This is what the world around us ought to be seeing. They are living memorials. Have you ever thought about yourself being a living memorial? I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. You should be a living memorial. Every time they see a Christian, they ought to see a living memorial. They ought to be amazed. Look at her. She's 130. She's still driving her car. They are a living memorial to show that the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises. Every time your neighbors see you, knowing that you're a Christian, a turned on Christian, dedicated Christian, they ought to see victory. Amen. They ought to see abundance and blessing. They are living memorials to show the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises. He is the rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Hallelujah. They ought to see nothing but good. And if we were living scripturally, that's what it'd be. Because there's no doubt about it, we've been redeemed from the curse. And there's no doubt about it that every bad thing that's not even listed in that curse is under the curse. Thank God. Hallelujah. So what's the problem? I'll tell you what the problem is. It's our thinking. You got to have your mind renewed to the Word of God. See, I really believe this stuff. I don't just say it when I preach. I really believe it. I believe I'm going to live long and live strong. I believe it. I believe the Word of God. I believe by His stripes I was healed. So when a symptom comes my way, I don't receive it. I say, no, you don't. You're not coming on me. I'm healed. Jesus Himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. Now, how do you maintain that? Steady diet of the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And if you want to live abnormally good, you got to stay in that Word. You ought to read the Word every day. You say, well, I don't have time. Well, do you have time to get your problem straightened out? Do you have time to when you can't pay your bills, do you have time to go do something about it? You need to get in the Word, and you wouldn't have to waste your time on junk. On things that are under the curse. Amen? We can live a supernatural life. After all, we're born again. We're filled with the Holy Ghost. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to be filled. Because that's power. Nobody. Let's just have a show of hands. How many of you that are filled with the Spirit, with speaking in other tongues, and you can truthfully say that you never did accomplish much spiritually until after you were filled with the Spirit? Look at that. Why? Because that's power. He shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon him. Now, Ken and I were Christians for a good long while before we received the Holy Spirit. But we didn't have much victory. We didn't have victory in our lives. If we'd have died, we'd have gone to heaven. And sometimes we wanted to go right away, but it didn't work out. But we didn't have victory in our lives because until we found out faith, about faith, and it was a specific time, we heard the word about faith, and we began to operate in it, and things began to change, and then that changed our outer lives. We weren't just changed on the inside, but our lives began to change when we heard the word of God. And then we were taught by Brother Hagin to stay in the Word of God. You know, you have to stay in it. It's not just something you learn one time and you just drop it. No, we feed on the Word of God. So we keep our faith strong. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. And you can't maintain faith without the Word. When you go home, if you get busy and you quit reading the Scripture and you quit listening to CDs and so on and quit feeding your spirit, you'll begin to drift back. The Bible calls it drifting. People let things drift because they don't contend for the Word of God. So don't do that. Get up early. It won't hurt you to get up early. You'll get used to it. Get up early and read the Word before you go to work. Find a good church. Listen. I only know how to tell you the truth about this. It is not enough to just go to church. You have to go to church where they preach the word. Yeah, but my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, they went to this church. Well, yeah, look at them. Do you want to be like your mother, your great-grandmother? Or do you want to walk in victory? This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. You find a church that preaches you the Word of God. And if you go to church and you go home and you don't feel like you got anything, go look somewhere else. Somebody might say, well, I don't think you ought to say that. People might quit going to my church. Well, listen, if you're not feeding your people, they ought to quit going to your church. Get yourself turned on and feed the people. Amen. This is a supernatural way of life. And we can't live like normal. We are not normal people. Other people know that about us, but I'm telling you, we're not normal people. We're faith people. We're word people. We're connected. We're born again. We are born again. We are new on the inside. We are, most of us, and if not all of us, you should be all filled with the Holy Ghost. So I'm just going to say, we are born again and we've been filled with the Spirit of God. You say, well, I don't know if that makes all that much difference. Well, then you haven't tried it yet. It was so different after we were filled with the Spirit. We never did do much growing spiritually until after we received the Holy Spirit. And then that was just the next step. The next step was then for things to happen out here in the world, in our outer lives, in our finances, in our needs, in our healing of our body and so on. We had to find out what the Word said. We had to find out what the Word said. We had to be taught. We had to learn how faith works. I would think, looking back at my life, if I'd never heard anybody teach on faith, I'd probably still be reading my Bible. But I don't know that I'd know how to lay hold of things. Brother Hagin, for instance, was taught faith. He learned faith. I mean, he was healed as a boy, and he learned faith. And it might take you a lifetime to learn what you could learn from somebody that's already experienced. You know, we learned from him within a year, we learned a lot that changed our lives. I mean, just a year, just 9 months or a year. I'm telling you, just the first few seminars we went to, it started turning things around for us. We started laying hold of our finances. We knew how to believe God. And we started receiving and saying. That's another good point, isn't it? What are you saying? This is the biggest thing in faith. First of all, you gotta put the word in your eyes and your ears so that it gets down in your heart and it makes faith. But then it's got to be in your mouth. What are you saying? Whatever you're saying, we learn according to the Word of God that we can have what we say. We get what we say. What you continually say with your mouth is coming out of your heart. And if you're having trouble saying the right thing, you got a heart problem and a mouth problem. But the heart problem's got to be fixed before the mouth problem's fixed. Because out of the abundance of your heart, like if you're listening to bad news most of the time and you're going to church on Sunday, and even if you hear some good news, that bad news is going to be in there in abundance. That's why you have to take hold yourself. And you have to get up in the morning or at night. It's better in the morning, I think, because at night, you know, you're tired and you can talk yourself out of it so easy. Get up in the morning. Spend some time praying and spend some time in the Word. Amen. The Lord told me one time in my life to take an hour, get up an hour earlier and pray. So I did that. It was a long time ago. I mean, John was a teenager, and he was a wild teenager. And he was probably the biggest problem I had. And I was concerned the child would never grow up to get straightened out. And so I was bothered about him. I was worried about him. And I had this come to me. Get up an hour earlier every morning and pray. See, John drove me to prayer. That was way back there. And so I started getting up an hour earlier to pray because of John. And did you know that changed my life? And you know, I still do it. I couldn't quit. After I started it, I didn't want to quit. I couldn't quit. It changed me. It changed my life. It did something for me. I wouldn't dare quit now. Glory to God. How many situations have we prevented even by prayer? And what it did was it caused me to get my mind on the Lord, look into Him, and then of course we learn to spend time in the Word every day. Say, well, I just don't have time. Well, I'll tell you how to get time. How many of you need more time? Turn your TV off. It's just as easy as that. Just unplug the TV and you'll have 4 or 5 extra hours a day. Is that necessary? No, you could get up earlier and still watch TV if you wanted to. I think we live in dangerous days. I think Jesus is coming soon. And I think if He doesn't come, we're going soon. You know, just how many more years are there? I don't know. But we ought to make the most of what we've got right here. Create a lifestyle of walking by faith, living in the Word of God, feeding yourself. You cannot live on what you get at church. No matter how good your church is, unless you go there every day, it's not enough. You got to learn how to eat yourself. Feed yourself. That's an adult Christian. An adult Christian can feed himself. Glory to God. Amen. And does. And you're that way your faith stays strong. It's important to have teachers. Oh my, we learned it saved us years of who knows how many years it saved us by being under Brother Hagin's ministry, because he had been in the ministry a lot of years at that time. And he knew some things that would take us some years to learn ourselves. So we got under his ministry. He taught us. And we grew quickly, and we're still growing. If you're to the place where you're not growing, you're not paying attention. Attend to my words, the scripture says. Let your heart keep my commandments. See, that's what's tied together. Attend to the word, keep that word going in your eyes and your ears, and it gets down in your heart where it talks to you. And then when you learn, like we all have learned, you do what the word says, to obey the word. It's not just a sermon. It's God talking to me. I mean, I get corrected all the time in the word. And so that helps me stay in straight, and it helps me walk that, you know, straight and narrow and stay in fellowship and not quit and not give up and not get in unbelief. I would not try to live without the word. I would not try to live without talking to God every day. Say, well, I just don't have time. Well, you're too busy. You just get yourself up. I mean, I used to have to, you know, I had more to do back earlier of children and so on. And I used to just have to get up early. I tell you, I remember when I got, the Lord told me to pray an hour a day. And I'd never been a, you know, I'd prayed, but not for very long. And I was impressed to pray. Actually, at first, I was impressed to pray in tongues an hour a day. And I remember right where we were, right where we lived, right what it was like. It was winter time. It was cold. I'd wake up in the morning, and it'd be time for me to get up. Oh, man, I didn't want to get up. Not today. No, I'm cold. It's dark. It's winter time. Dark. But somehow the Lord helped me. And I kept at it till it became a habit. I still do it. And that, but now it's no problem. I mean, I'm used to that. You know what's important? It's for you to listen to God. He'll tell you exactly what you need to do. I'd say that was one of the most important things that the Lord's ever taught me that probably has changed my life more than anything else down here in this natural realm is getting up and praying every day. For some years, I just prayed in the Spirit every day. Now I pray in English with my understanding in Spirit. I still pray an hour a day. But it was so important. Now, you might not need to do that, but I know it changed my life. It helped me. It shored me up. It strengthened me. And you know what? It became a habit. You know you can create good habits. I wouldn't know how to act if I slept and didn't get up every day and pray. I'm just encouraging you to obey God. Whatever you get in your heart to do. You know, you might get in your heart to go do something, to go to a certain church or to go to meetings or to pray a certain way or to do whatever. And the key is that you obey God. Amen. You know the devil is not going to tell you to get up and pray an hour a day. The devil's not going to tell you to do good things. So where's that coming from, those directions? That's coming from the Lord. Is that important? Absolutely. He's trying to get us into victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Spend time in the Word every day. Pray. You know, what if you just, if the Lord tells you to pray 10 minutes a day, pray 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. The important thing is that we do what He says. And I can look back at my life, having walked in this for a good long while, and I can tell you that everything the Lord ever impressed me to do toward Him paid great dividends. Amen. And I would no more change those things now. I wouldn't change it for anything. Hallelujah. God wants us to walk in victory. He's got a way for us to walk in victory. But we have to pay attention to Him. Attend to my words, it says in Proverbs. Consent and submit to my sayings. And I just would encourage myself and all of us to just be sure we're paying attention, giving God something to work with. You cannot walk in victory without spending time with the Lord. There's too much trash, too much junk, too many things out there surrounding us, too much trouble in the world. We've got to stay in contact. Amen? Glory to God. And staying in contact will help you live long and live strong. It'll keep you going in the right direction. Let me read this scripture to you from the New Living Translation. translation, Isaiah 40. I'll read it in this translation. I like the New Living. Isaiah 40, 28 says, verse 28, have you never heard or understood? Don't you know that the Lord is ever the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth? He never grows faint or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to those who are tired and worn out. Glory to God. He offers strength to the weak. Even youths will become exhausted and young men will give up. But those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. I find that to be absolutely true. Those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. That's why I like to do that every day. They will fly on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Glory to God. So what are we going to do, church? We're going to wait on the Lord. We're going to spend time with Him. Let Him give us power. Let Him give us strength. We don't need to wear out, do we? We're born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. The Father's helping us. He's given us strength. We'll walk and we'll not faint. Glory to God. Say, I'll walk and I'll not faint. I'll wait on the Lord. And He shall give me strength. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Danke, dass Sie heute Victory Worte des Glaubens gesehen haben. Nutzen Sie diese Zeit, um positive Veränderungen in Ihrem Leben zu erfahren, indem Sie zuerst nach Gottes Reich trachten. Besuchen Sie kcm-de.org oder wählen Sie 07621 422 2861, um Gebet zu erbitten, Material zur Stärkung Ihres Glaubens oder Kontakte zu anderen Gläubigen zu finden. Vergessen Sie zum Schluss nicht, Gott liebt Sie und Jesus ist Herr.